W4DJW testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 testing 1 2 3 4 4 3 2 1 W4DJW clear.
TR mobile.
TFW mobile. How you doing, Tom?
W. It's been a little while. Is this Daniel? Did I get that right?
That'd be a negative. You want to try again?
Here, let me turn my radio down. Well, would it be Willie Nelson?
Ken.
Well, we're just like Willie Nelson, Ken. We're on the road again. How's your day going? I'm sorry about that. I haven't been on the radio much here in the last week.
That's all right. How are you and Miss Bernice doing? We're going headed over to Little Rebel. Grab us a bite to eat.
Just finished eating, or I'd come over there and join you. Might even buy you supper, but I can't do it now. I'm stuffed. She made a rice and broccoli and chicken with cheese on it. Whatchamacallit? Huh? A casserole. There you go. And had that and some breaded tomatoes and some French bread, and it was just pretty good.
Yeah, if you're going down Wade Hampton, don't be headed towards Spartanburg on Wade Hampton. That'd be a mistake.
Well, I hate to hear that. Evidently, there's an accident in there.
Yeah, there's an accident right down there by the Chick-fil-A, and it is backed up big time both ways.
I've told my daughter about that intersection many times, and it's one of the most dangerous things that Chick-fil-A ever done. They don't have a whole lot of choice. But when you come out of Lowe's there, if you try to go across over to Food Lion or to Home Depot, at noon hour, they'll be out and lined up, backed up down Wade Hampton, and then you got a short entrance there out of the Food Lion, and then you got a long entrance out of the Food Lion, all converging right there at that one point. It's a mess, Ken. It really is. And I don't know what kind of a resolution you could have given their position there along that road.
Yeah, you know, I made a mistake. I told you Chick-fil-A, but I meant Zaxby's. That was a chicken place anyway.
Counts and hand grenades and horseshoes, so that's one. Oh, shoot. Well, we're out to share a little bit of this casserole with a friend, and that's what we're doing right now. And, yeah, I think I know where Zaxby's. It's on down the road to Pence there, isn't it? Up towards Main Street and Greer, isn't it, along Wade Hampton.
If you were out and about, that might be on your destination. Of course, 290 isn't any better.
Many times we are, Ken, because you know about where we live, I think.
Of 290 kind of across from the Ingles.
Well, you tell Helen and Cyril and Charlie and them guys hello from Tom and Bernice, and they'll know who you're talking about. Those are some real lovely people there that run that place.
Bureau and Helen, good.
Bogator behind me. Well, by golly, they paved this road, Bernice. This is nice. I thought they was going to. It's out here going towards Chad's place, KO4NUE. And the side of the road had been a bugger here lately, I'll tell you for sure. Well, we changed vehicles and on our car. Now, we're in the truck tonight, so I don't have a radio in it yet. And, oh, my gracious, I ought to do like W4DJW and just not put one in it.
Right now, this is the only one I have a radio in. If I get in the truck, I can hook up my HT if we're going somewhere, but they're hitting the radio in Mama's car.
I won't tell you what kind of whipped you guys are, but you're whipped. shoot. Well, that's what, now we're on to the unpaved portion, but they've stripped it. That's what Dave said. Amy laid down the law and said, you ain't put no radio in her Avalon And besides that, it's a hybrid. Get my thoughts together here tonight. I got so much pain in my left foot. It keeps drawing my attention away from what I'm thinking. God, it hurts. We got an Avalon, but it's not a hybrid. It's a 2022, but it only had 8,700 miles on it. So, like a fool, I bought it.
I got a hybrid, but it's a Honda. It's a Honda Insight. You don't see many of them out on the road, but I really can't complain about it too much.
You know, I thought about you the other day. I saw one of those. Nice-looking vehicle. It doesn't really look like a hybrid. Spitting some rain on us out here now. We're kind of out in the country. Oh, there's all the paving equipment over here in one spot. And this is Groove's payment. Danged if it ain't. Oh, now it's repaved. And the kids are out there in the field playing soccer. Well, that's good. Little rain won't hurt them. Yeah, it's got more buttons and hootie duties and worker bills on it than I ever seen in my life. And I haven't hardly taken time to even read it, Ken. I do like that radar cruise control. That's nice. And then it'll even hold you in the lane. And then at the same time, it's got a heads-up display.
This one is. It'll hold you in the lane and that'll show you when you drift in. And it'll pace the car in front of you. And that's pretty nice on a long trip. You know, it kind of helps you stay focused a little better. Although when I get in that construction zone up there on 85 and it's, you know, you're switching back and forth and go from one side road to the other, it tells me I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, but I wouldn't admit that. Bernie says I get distracted easily. My daughter says men don't multitask well. And I won't just say on the radio out loud they're probably right. But Dave said his'll even if you're stopped in traffic, you can just take your foot off and it'll go ahead and run you right back up to the speed you was at and stay the same distance and stop and then go again and you don't have to do nothing. I suppose this has got it on there, but I think that's pushing it a little bit. Although I did let it run up behind a car to see if that cruise control would really stop us like it said it would. And my 08 Avalon, it would get down to a certain speed, and then it would go ding, 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 and then it would release, and you would coast on into the car ahead of you. But our 2011 didn't have it. This one's got it, and I got to tell you, it was a nice, even, linear deceleration, and it kept that same distance.
10-4 DJC.
Hi, Jerry.
10-4 DFW.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Are you riding in your new car or are you hauling around in your truck today?
No, I don't think Chad can stand this that new car. It's about as far uptown as you can get. He's kind of a farmer, you know.
You be able to hold out much longer. You sound like you were weakening the last time I talked to you about that Avalon. Since then, I don't make them anymore.
Making the Avalon in 2022, Ken. Go ahead, Ken.
And this one, if you don't signal and you try to change lanes, boy, that's a big mistake. Or if you're crossing over a solid white line on the right-hand side, it thinks you're running off the road. And it'll put on the brakes pretty hard if you're not paying attention.
Subaru Crosstrek does. I got a 2023 Crosstrek back in March, and I have mine where it doesn't correct. It just warns you. You can set it where it doesn't correct. You can pull you back on the road, but it's got the automatic braking. And it's also got the automatic reverse braking light to keep you from backing into something. And I was backing out of my daughter's driveway a couple of days ago, and And it, I was getting a little bit over too far close to a bush, and inside of that bush, it slammed on brakes. And I thought I'd hit something that stopped so hard.
My rollaway's in front of my radio station, and I got a tennis ball hanging from the ceiling. And I tried to pull into the same distance that 2011 was. And this car's bigger. I kept telling Bernice it's bigger. Oh, no, yeah, it is. Because when I got near that, you start hearing ding, 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 and it shows you how close you're getting. And then that thing just whap. Yeah, I mean, it's and it says emergency. So you're quite right, Ken. Hey, I'm pulling in out here where these two beautiful American flags are, and so you guys go ahead and pick it up. But Jerry, I'm glad to hear you're doing all right. I got a lot of pain in my left foot tonight, and it's been that way for a couple of days. But Bernice's got to quit slapping me around. That's what it is. But I didn't want to tell anybody that. Husband abuse. There goes a squirrel, and I don't even have a rifle. Anyway, 73s, guys, and I'm just going to drop this off, and we're going to go. I'll talk to you later. Send you to
talk to you and Miss Bernice and that. You guys have a good one. Hope your leg gets to feeling better. KN4 TFW.
Good time, y'all. Have a good afternoon. Hope your foot gets better. I got some, after some of my specials over at Prisma yesterday, I really got some really a whole lot better news than I've been hearing from anybody else. It was worth the, had to wait 2 hours to see him, but it was worth the wait. He's a really good doctor. But I feel a whole lot better about things than I did before. Ken, does yours have the, one of mine had the, one of my older cars, it had that lane departure thing, and it had a coffee cup that come on whenever I been off the road, you scooted around too much. It wanted me to pull over and have a cup of coffee. One of my buddies had an F-150 truck, had it. He said, I drank so much coffee, you'd have to stop at every 3 miles.
Same thing on here, but I was in that construction zone on 85, and it had me moving, you know, switching lanes and moving over and everything, and it was so erratic that it told me I needed to stop and get me some coffee. And it's like, man, it's the road. And that, but we're pulling up here, and the rest will continue, and I look forward to catching you again. KN4 TFW.
Have a good dinner tonight. Enjoy yourselves. Talk to you later. 73, good to hear from you. N4DJC clear.
DC N0TR. DC N0TR.